Hey there, thanks for tuning in to the Embodied Astrology Podcast. I'm Renee Sills, consulting astrologer, embodiment educator, and your host. In this episode, I'm offering season ahead horoscopes for all 12 signs in Taurus season, April 19th through May 20th, 2024. I recommend listening to the readings for your rising, sun, and moon signs. If these horoscopes resonate for you, make sure to check out my 2024 year ahead readings, which are deep dives for each sign through the astrological invitations of the year, with timing suggestions for making the most of the opportunities and working skillfully with the challenges. For more astrology, check out the overview and forecast I gave for Taurus season. You can also find a special episode from the Embodied Astrology teaching team on this year's most important astrological event, which was April 20th's Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. Find those episodes on our YouTube channels, your favorite streaming platforms, or through the link in the show notes. Embodied Astrology is much more than a podcast. We are a virtual community offering regular weekly and monthly classes, trainings, astrology study groups, and more. Our passion is in the exploration of the intersections of astrology, creativity, arts, healing, and social change. To learn more about what we offer, head over to embodiedastrology.com and check out our memberships and upcoming events. Your donations and memberships sustain the production of this podcast and seasonal horoscopes. If you would like to support this work, please make sure to follow and subscribe, share with your networks and friends, and leave us a great review. You can find a link in the show notes also, or visit our website to make a one-time or recurring donation or sign up for a membership. Thank you so much for your support. Now, on to your Taurus season horoscope. Okay, Virgo, welcome to Taurus season. It feels like you are arriving conceptually, energetically, existentially, spiritually, philosophically. You are arriving. Where are you arriving? I don't know, but you have been on a long journey coming here, and it feels to me like you are recognizing that you have worked for a long time to get exactly where you are, and that it is a surprise. It feels like a revelation that this is where you are, and this is the purpose of the moment. Now, the purpose of the moment is for you to give the gifts that you have to give. The gifts that you have to give are what is most natural for you, what is most organic and intuitive, what resonates in your body in ways that has you feeling a sense of internal expansion. So what is that for you? For some of you, it might be cooking meals. For some of you, it could be writing poetry. For some of you, it could be working as a doctor or a healer. All different ways that people express their gifts. And when you feel the right alignment of your heart, body, and mind, that is really what you're looking for. And I think that a lot of you are feeling that in certain ways right now. And you feel that when you are in alignment between your heart, body, and mind. And so what this means is that you are living into your values. You are walking the talk, so to speak. Your daily practices are aligning with your philosophic and spiritual ideals. Obviously, this is not possible for all of us every single minute of the day. And I don't want to set some kind of standard for that, because otherwise we're all going to feel like failures, and nobody needs to feel like a failure, especially not Virgos. So I also want to say that it's really important for you to be titrating right now and allowing yourself to move between what feels like giving your biggest gifts and what feels like being a messy pile of humanity, right? You can align yourself, heart, body, and mind, and really deliver the energy that is moving through you. And then you might need to take a nap. And when you take a nap, you are supporting the integration of your heart, body, and mind. We cannot only inhale, right? We cannot only give. You also have to receive. And there's a strong message for me around acceptance of failure and limitation as being absolutely essential to your arrival. And the feeling that I have is that when we accept failure and limitation, by necessity, we have to also accept that we need other people. My failure is the opportunity for my friend to pick up the work and help, right? My limitation is the place where I need to reach out and take hands with somebody else. And there's a need right now for you to really invest yourself in devoted practices of humility. Now, the word humility brings us to the humus, to the earth, to the soil. And one of Earth's greatest lessons is that biodiversity is plentiful. And when there are multiple systems working together in collaboration, then we have abundance. And so your work right now to fully give your gifts and be in right alignment, mind, heart, body, and spirit, is absolutely requiring that you are relational and that you are asking for help if you need help, and that you are showing up to help others when they need help, and that you're tending the spaces of interrelationship. And this can include with the more than human realms as well, because you need help from trees to breathe, and you need help from all the animals and the many life forms that allow trees to breathe. And so your collaboration can be multidimensional, it can be multi-species, but relationality helps serve and support you in giving your biggest gifts and being in alignment in this big way that I'm talking about. And in the alignment that I'm talking about, there's also a big invitation for sacrifice and surrender. There's a big invitation to let go of the big ideas that you have about what does it look like when you are in right alignment and giving your biggest gifts. Because a lot of us have big ideas about who we're going to be. And it's like, oh, when I'm in right alignment and bringing my biggest gifts to the world, and I'm just like feeling so great, then I'm going to, you know, have 14 platinum albums and like this many dollars in the bank. And it's like, no. You know what? You might just be sitting on your porch, like doing nothing. You might never make that much money. You might never garner that kind of attention. And so this need to be humble, to have humility, to be in relationship, to come back to the earth, to recognize that there are vast collaborations all conspiring to evolve with life, and that we evolve through adaptation. We take what's here and we do the best that we can with it. And sometimes, often, the best that we can is not going to produce the outcomes that we imagine. And sometimes, often, the best that we can is going to produce outcomes that are far beyond what we can imagine. And so it feels like you have to sacrifice and surrender right now around what you may have held incredibly precious, what you may have felt deeply attached to, and really held kind of like as the penultimate goal. And there's something about allowing surrender and sacrifice right now to transform your values. And as your values are transformed, as you sit with loss, as you wrestle and reckon with failure, as you feel into the necessity of relationality, there's something about what can emerge from what has been let go. And so this is Phoenix energy, right? This is coming through the transformational process, cleansed and purged and emptied of the sediment of conceptual attachments, and getting into the essence of an energetic truth. Now, the essence of this energetic truth is meant to help guide you in directions that may not be totally new, but in some ways you may feel surprised by them. And it is imperative that you are working skillfully and brilliantly with the people who are headed in these directions with you. And this is a season for you to work skillfully and brilliantly in your relationships. What does that mean? That means having courage, coraggio, to come from the heart. It means doing the work of remembering how it feels to be in right alignment between your mind, heart, and body. And you can meditate with that. You can call it in. You can focus on it. You can practice it. It means speaking what is true for you and being willing to get into it when there are disagreements and misalignments without cutting off what is part of you, right? So if you are in relationship and there's a disagreement right now, and I think some of you are really working through some important content and relationships, particularly around future growth, future path, ideals, principles, values, goals. When I say don't cut off what's part of you, don't do the thing that we are so encouraged to do in, you know, kind of like disposability culture, which is to like abandon and annihilate each other. I don't mean don't leave a situation if it's not good for you or if it's not serving you, but be in alignment, mind, heart, body, spirit. Know why you're doing what you're doing. And understand that conflict and process and relationship can often be the fuel for you to do the thing that you're doing. And sometimes disagreement will show you where there are problem areas that need to be addressed or where you might be moving too fast or too slow. Let what comes to you in Taurus season serve your spiritual and energetic growth. And recognize that you have arrived. You've arrived for this moment, and this is the moment to live your life as fully as you possibly can and give what you can to your life.
If you enjoy my reading style and want to dive deeper into an embodied experience with astrology, join me every Monday on Zoom for Somatic Space, a weekly class where we work with current astrological seasons, planetary transits, and lunar cycles through embodiment practices, guided visualization, and meditation. Every session includes an astrology overview and tips for observing your own chart placements in the week ahead. And the practices I offer are designed to give you body-based mindfulness support right on time with what's current in the energetic weather patterns. These classes are available by recording if you can't attend live. And if you sign up for a sliding scale Somatic Space membership, you'll also get access to my ongoing virtual conversation, Q&A, and resource sharing space. Follow the link in the show notes or head to embodiedastrology.com to learn more. If you enjoyed this season ahead reading and found it supportive, make sure to purchase and download your 2024 year ahead reading now. My year ahead readings are deep dives into the details of the year, special for your sign, with a focus on making the most of the opportunities and meeting the challenges with skill and grace. You'll get a big picture overview that spans the year, connects 2024 to the past and future, and provides a larger context that my monthly readings don't get into. You can find more information in the show notes or in the horoscope section at embodiedastrology.com. This work wouldn't exist without a team, and I want to give a special thanks and shout out to Ash Good, Alicia Maugi, Ariana Sears-Putowski, Gabs404, and Joe Stewart for being the Embodied Astrology team. If this work has served you and if you find benefit in it, please consider supporting us. The best ways to do that are by sharing this work with your friends, liking, subscribing, following, and of course, one-time and recurring donations are so appreciated, as well as your memberships, class drop-ins, etc. Find more information on everything in the show notes or at embodiedastrology.com.